Hey, you're finally home. I have the movie in and the snacks ready, and I'm been waiting. Don't tell me you forgot, silly. Wait, are you actually in a rush to get somewhere? Where are you going? You're going on a date? Oh God. Who are you going on a date with? Her? No, nothing's wrong with her. I just, no, no, I didn't, sorry. I don't even know why I reacted like that. Doesn't really matter to me. But what about our movie hangout? Yeah, we were supposed to watch. Yeah. I can't do it tomorrow. I work all day. No, I can't then either. It's okay. This was kind of my only free night this week, so we can just, talk about getting it on, the schedule for next week. So, I'll just put the snacks I got you in the pantry and, I'll go back to my room. Enjoy your date. I hope it's good. I'll see you later. No, 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 no. I'm not upset at all. Why would I be upset? You have a date. I'm really happy for you. I just, nothing, no, yeah, nothing, I just, nothing. No, nothing, I genuinely hope you have fun on your date, okay? I'm just gonna go chill. No, I'm not upset. I mean, obviously I'm gonna feel like a little, because you're quite literally ghosting me to go on a date. We've had this planned all week. I've waited to watch this movie with you, and I understand that it's just a movie, but I literally didn't watch it so we could watch it. And I don't know, like, this is our thing. Yeah, it's just one date until all of a sudden it's not just one date. Then it's two, and then it's three, and then it's 10, and then it's more. And then guess what? And then we don't have time for anything, because realistically, this is the only time we both have off. If you are going to start devoting that time to other girls, then there literally won't be any time for me. Like, that literally just means you'll move in together, and then I'll have to find a whole new roommate, and then it's just, enjoy your date. This didn't need to become a whole thing. It's fine. No, I don't want you to cancel. Why would you cancel? Well, I don't want to stop you from doing things that you want to do. I don't know what any of this means. Okay, just go on the date. Go on the date. And have the time of your life and just tell me about it when you get home. Where are you going to take her? That's a really good restaurant. Hopefully she'll like it. Do you know what you're gonna wear? Yeah, I know that jacket. That'll look good. No, that'll look really good. It'll look very handsome. Oh, yeah, nope, yes, seriously. I'm cool, I'm good. I want you to have the time of your life. Yep, I do keep saying that. Well, I really, you know, I just can't stress to you how much I want you to have the time of your life. Don't even, yep. Nothing. What? No. Nope. There's nothing bothering me at all. Acting weird. I'm not acting weird. You're acting weird. I don't know how you're acting weird. You just are. How about that? I don't know what's going on. Okay? I don't. I just... I'm really irritated. And it's not because you're ghosting me specifically. It's... because you're ghosting me for her. I mean, I don't know what it is, but the thought of you with her tonight when it should be with me, I dare I say it's almost jealousy, but it can't be jealousy. I don't like you like that. I just don't want you to go on this date and like her too much, or even like her just enough, and go on another one. Because what if you like spending, I don't even know how to say this. What if you like spending your time with her more than you like spending your time with me? And I know, it's so selfish. But I can't explain it other than I just want you for myself. And it doesn't make sense. You infuriate me. Like, a lot. Like, always leaving your stuff around. I'm tired of tripping on your socks. And I'm tired of picking up your napkins, and it's really not that hard to put the toilet seat down. But when I think about doing these things with anyone other than you, I don't want to do it with anyone other than you. And I don't want you to irritate any other girl. I only want you to irritate me. And I've never really said that out loud before. I don't know what it all means. You know, if you asked me 5 minutes ago if I liked you as anything more than my stupid roommate, I would have said, no, he's just my roommate. Because I could never say that's out loud. But I really, really, really like you a lot. Yes, sorry, that is a good thing. I didn't mean to sound so... I like you a lot. And I don't know, I've never done any of this before. But the thought of never being able to do anything with you again just doesn't feel right. I wish I had prettier words for you or, you know, something more romantic, but this is it. I'm sorry. And honestly, if you don't feel the same, I don't really think I want to be rejected. So you can just honestly say nothing and I will just take the hint. What do you say? Because I don't know, rejection just seems so... Whoa. You just kissed me. No, yeah, that was really fun. That was awesome. I think we should do that one more time, you know? So, does this mean you're still going on that date, or? That's what I thought.